No, it's not. You know what? It just wasn't good enough in the second half. Overall, we should have been probably further ahead in the first, and we just didn't push on the second half. We invited Moran onto us far too much, and they picked off their scores fairly easily, too easy. But then we had an opportunity to end up again to come back and close the game out, and we just failed to take that as well, which is disappointing, you know. But that's what it is, and we just have to take the learning from it again and move on.
In terms of that, you're talking about taking the learning, Brian. I mean, performances there that, you know, you got to expect that one of them going to come out the second half. You know, for long periods in the game there, we let them dictate the pace and dictate the way the game was played.
Oh, they did.
Kick-out, you know?
In the second half, they dictated the majority of the game. We were playing, we were reacting to whatever happened, and it just wasn't good enough, and we were inviting unnecessary pressure on us because of that, and we didn't handle it well. It was getting back into the heart of our defence before we were putting anything on, and it was too late by that time.
How disappointing is it when you work so hard at sin and you're behind, you get things set up and the drill's done and repeat whatever you want to call it, and you watch players going out there and allow players to offload and kick points?
Well, that's what happened. You know, just too many runners came through untracked and got doing what they wanted to do without too much pressure, and you know, Moran are a good team and we know that, and they took that opportunity that we afforded them and kicked some good scores. Now I think we were kind of architects of our own downfall to a big extent in that.
Is there complacency, Brian?
I don't think so, because you know, we came out in the first half and played reasonable. We should have been further ahead. You know, we had a lot of shot selection, wasn't the best in the first half, wasn't what it should have been, probably too many wides, and again we conceded too many frees in the first half. I think probably the majority of Moran's scores came from frees, which was another problem. I'd say I haven't got the stats, but I'd imagine the proportion of frees was significant again, and that's something that, you know, we need to address if we're going to go further.
I remember Jack O'Connor standing here one day and says the free count
the second half was 14-3. I think it was just quite as bad as that, but everything was significant in that second half, and we felt like a change. We couldn't have bought a free. No, it looked like that for a while. I thought it was hard to get a free. I thought we had a few men like Derek Canavan, Conn, and a few boys like that. If they're not frees, I don't know what is, but maybe that's been a bit sour on it. But you know, we still had chances to win that game. They weren't the reason we lost it. We just gave away too many frees ourselves and too many frees in scoring positions.
Piers, the real championship doesn't start until the round robin series starts. You have 5 weeks now to reflect and to look at what went wrong there and to work on things ahead of that.
Well, we have that. We didn't regard that as the real championship. We regard today as the real championship, and it's very disappointing to exit in the way we did. But we have, as you say, we have a chance to rebase ourselves and reset and go again. Three or four weeks now to get really put down, knuckle down, and do some hard work.
I don't think any of the questions are hard for them to work, but you look out there today and see how motivated and driven one and where to get, you know, the commanders in Wales. I mean, you see just the hard pace, particularly late in that second half, that we appeared not to have. And is that more psychological than physical?
I don't think it's all physical, to be honest. I thought we, in the second half, we were reacting to them. They were dictating the pace of the game. They were running hard at us. We weren't getting pressure on the runners. We weren't tracking runners. We weren't getting pressure on early enough. And then we were kind of forcing ourselves into tackling in positions we shouldn't have been tackling, because we were chasing all the time. And then it leaves you in a position where you're vulnerable to freeze. And it was a day that, you know, obviously the freeze killed us there at the end of it.
Yeah, break wall in the first half. We were very sharp. We were quick to it. We were strong on it. But in the second half, we just didn't seem to get a hand back. Oh, the ball broke. It always seemed to go the direction that you least wanted to do.
No, and that's right. It's nearly a game of two halves to an extent that way, in the breaking ball. We just didn't function well in our own long kickouts from the break ball. I'd like to do it better, but it's something that I definitely agree we have to work on, because the first half we were doing it well and doing it fairly effectively, but in the second half we just weren't getting the right men to the right place and the right time.